This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how being kind is not always easy. I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Acts about a Roman officer named Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man of God, and he led his household in a devout way too. He gave generously to the poor and to charities, and he worshiped God regularly. One afternoon, though, an angel of God appeared before him and said, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed." Now, to put this in context, Cornelius was a Gentile, so the Jewish leaders and Jewish people of the day considered him impure. In other words, God saw Cornelius as a devout man, but society saw him as impure. Oftentimes, it's easier to extend acts of kindness to others under good conditions. Imagine the conditions that Cornelius was living under, particularly how society viewed him. Yet he was still able to rise above and to extend kindness to the underprivileged. Cornelius made a conscious effort to be kind when it wasn't easy. And so, Be Moment listeners, as today is the biggest retail day of the year, many shoppers will not come across your path, and many will not be easy, or maybe even just a few, to be kind to. But I'm asking that you rise above that and remember that it is God who sees your acts of kindness. That's where it will really count. So as you think about that and go about your day intentionally being kind, remember these words: "For the Lord sees not as man sees, but the Lord looks on the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be kind.